So here we are back, Yaron and me and Simcha and Betzalel. I want to tell you some good stories. You know what it is? Everybody needs one time in his life to be touched. When you see people who are a little bit maybe not so good, you know what the problem is? Nothing has touched their heart yet. But just wait, wait, wait. So this is Moshe Leganev, in Mezhebush by the Holy Baal Shem Tov. Yet the holiest, loftiest, most glorious students, but also one of them, one of his followers, his chosid, was Moshe Leganev, a simple thief. His profession was stealing, but after he became a follower of the Holy Baal Shem, he changed his whole ways. He didn't steal from the poor anymore, only from the rich. But whenever he was just nearly caught, the police was on his tail, he would run into the Holy Baal Shem Tov. He would run to the synagogue and look for his holy master. And he would say, Heilige Rebbe, the police is looking for me. Please, make them forget. And the Holy Baal Shem would put his holy hands on Moshe Leganev's head. And he would walk out happy and the police would never look for him again. Time goes by and Moshe Leganev lives the happy life of a thief. Whenever he is nearly caught, he runs to the Holy Baal Shem. The Baal Shem Tov blesses him. And he's not even careful anymore when it comes to stealing, because he knows the Baal Shem Tov always will get me out. So now everybody knows that the Holy Baal Shem Tov passed away on Shavuos. You know what Moshe's dream was? Because even between you and me, how rich are the rich people in Mezhebush, right? I know how poor the poor are, they have nothing. But the rich, how much can you steal? 10 rubles, 5 rubles? So Moshe had an unbelievable dream. One time in his life, he really wants to steal something solid, some big stuff. So a few days before Shavuos, Moshe was told the most unbelievable news, that a relative of the Tsar is carrying with him 30,000 rubles from a certain city to St. Petersburg. 30,000 rubles in those days was a fortune. Okay, Moshe organized everything. He knew exactly the day he's coming. He knew already exactly the room he would stay at night. He got himself ladders. He organized all the thieves should be there. Somehow he climbed through the window, got the 30,000 rubles. And when they got down, they were so happy all the thieves were dancing. They were not afraid the police because they were Shem Tov. Okay, it didn't take long. The whole city knew Moshe Leganev stole 30,000 rubles, and the relative of the Tsar, he says, this time I'm not going to let it pass. I want the thief to give me back the 30,000 rubles. Moshe was not afraid. It was 2 days after Shavuos. He walks into the smelter and says, I need the Baal Shem Tov badly. The police is on my tail. Looked at their faces. They were all so sad. He said, what happened? He said, Don't you know? The Holy Baal Shem Tov is not in this world anymore. There's a darkness in the world. Ah, Gewalt, did he feel it? It was so clear to him, Gewalt, what a friend I had. What a rabbi, because Moshe knew you're not permitted to steal, and yet the Holy Baal Shem Tov had so much patience for him. He says, isn't there anybody else like the Baal Shem? Didn't he leave any successor? And one of his holy students, who was very holy, but maybe in relationship to people he was too strict. Someone says to him, yes, here in the corner is the Heilige Tallest Yaakov Yosef. But everybody knows he was very strict. He runs up to him and he says, Holy Master, please, I want you to know I'm a follower of the Holy Baal Shem. And whenever I steal, the Baal Shem Tov blesses me, the police shouldn't find me or should forget about it. I stole 30,000 volts. Please bless me fast. He says, what? Are you crazy or something? I should bless somebody who steals. Get out of here fast before I throw you out with my own hands. You know, he was holy, but he was not the Baal Shem Tov. He had nowhere to go. He was afraid. He ran to the cemetery, found the new grave of the holy Baal Shem, and he threw himself on the grave. And he began crying, and he said, Heiliger Baal Shem Tov, holy master, do you know that everybody wants to be a Rebbe, master of good people? Everybody wants to be a teacher of holy people. But you, you were so godlike, you were so holy, you were also the Rebbe of thieves. But I'm asking you, how could you leave this world? How could you forget about us, your chassidim, your thieves? He was crying so much. He fell asleep. And in his dream, he saw the holy Baal Shem. The Baal Shem Tov says, Marshall, I want you to know your prayer shook heaven because it's so true. Gevald is so true, Gevald, this is so true. Everybody wants to deal with good people, but who wants to be a rebel of thieves? Who has a heart for people who are maybe not so good? But let me tell you, he says, don't ever think that in the last moment in my life I thought of you, Moshe Leganev, and I appointed my holy grandson, the Heilige Befreim of Sadlikov. He should be the Rebbe of all the thieves of the world. But now, Moshe, I tell you, you know, from Ezhebush to Sadlikov is just a few kilometers. Since when you wake up, run fast to my grandson, and you know what you do. But Shem says, here, Moshe, listen to me. Every Friday night, I teach my grandson the way they're learning the portion of the week in paradise. Just him and I know that. Let me teach you the way they're learning the portion of the week in paradise. And he will know that only I could have sent you. Moshe woke up. He went to Rebbe Ephraim and he says, Rebbe, I have to talk to you private. They went to a room and he began reciting the Torah from paradise. Rebbe Ephraim blessed him. The police forgot that Moshe stole it. But this is not the end of the story. You know, after Moshe heard the Torah from paradise, couldn't be a thief anymore. In fact, he became so holy, so exalted, that the Heilige Befreim appointed him to be his successor. And you know, friends, we don't know his name because Chassidim didn't want to tell that this big Rebbe began his career as one of the thieves of the Heilige Baal Shem Tov.